Hello, this is Roxanne, and we're doing a podcast tonight called Reading with Roxanne that we do occasionally. Andrea Ginsky and I are here at Bookstore One, 117 South Pineapple Avenue, and we're going to talk about Florida-related books.
That's right. Go figure.
Yeah, it just came to us.
We've never done
this topic before, so very good. So I'm going to first mention Sarah Gerard, who was a writer in residence at New College for a while. And she's written a couple books. The most recent one was called True Love. And she seems to focus a lot on young, dysfunctional women in their 20s with relationships and job difficulties and conflicts. But I really think her perspective is, it's unique, and her writing is so good it makes it fresh. So she wrote True Love, and it's about a character named Nina who grew up in Florida. That's where the Florida-related things, and she flashes back a lot to the problems she had with her mother growing up. Her mother wasn't the most loving woman, and in fact, when she tries to contact her in the book to say, can I come visit, she's like, no, I'm sorry, there's no room for you here. I'm living in a nudist colony, and I can't be bothered. So definitely family dysfunction is involved here, but I really liked it. I liked her her kind of a grifter lifestyle or gig economy. Like, she's always trying to find jobs to cobble together, but she's also a writer and an artist as a character in her books. So I would recommend True Love, and I actually almost like Binary Star better, which was an earlier book of hers, but very similar. So that's my first book, True Love by Sarah Gerard.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the toughest book first.
Okay.
And because racism and diversity and inclusion are all on our mind lately in Florida with just some recent goings on of the government, the first book I'm going to talk about is The Nickel Boys, which is by Colson Whitehead, and it's a tough book, but when I read it, I thought it was going to be really upsetting, but it surprised me because it's heartbreaking, but it's also just eye-opening. So The Nickel Boys is about the Florida School for Boys, which was the Dozier School for Boys. And it was a Jim Crow era reform school. Very, very brutal. Mm-hmm. And it's the story of two boys who become friends there. It's Colson's Whitehead's follow-up to the Underground Railroad. And they're unjustly sentenced to a hellish reform school in Jim Crow era Florida. So it's based on a true story, and it really shows some of the unfortunately ugly racist history of Florida. And if you want to know something about that, it's also a good read. So I would definitely recommend The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead.
It's a good way to learn Florida history.
It is. Even historical fiction.
Yeah, the dark side as well as the
exactly.
Sad. Okay. So I'll piggyback with that. Again, Sarah Gerard. Sunshine State was her debut collection of essays. So these are nonfiction essays. And she grew up in Florida. And I love how she weaves in her sort of her life story with these really great historical pieces on, for instance, Amway, how they got their start. Her parents did a stint as Amway salespeople, and so she talks about the whole history of the company. And it was very, very interesting. I didn't know a lot of that. She also has another essay about a seabird sanctuary, and she actually spent 6 weeks there with the man gathering research and preservation efforts with the seabirds. And I just feel like I learned a lot of great history, but she also, again, has this emotional component to it where, you're getting to know a person as well as the state of Florida. So I liked it. It was almost like chocolate and peanut butter. They go together.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
like Reese's Cup.
Again, Sarah Gerard, Sunshine State's the name of that book.
Okay, so the next one I have is actually not a fiction book, which is unusual for me. This is kind of a road trip story, and it's called In the Land of Good Living, A Journey to the Heart of Florida, and it's by Kent Russell. And what it is he walked through Florida, and he followed the route that Lawton Childs did, and I think that was maybe in the late 70s, early 80s. So he was called Walkin' Lawton, and he walked all over the state when he ran for governor.
Oh, wow.
And so Kent Russell takes that same route through Florida on foot. And I just thought it was a fun read. I mean, I've lived here now going close to 50 years, and I just had fun. I mean, he goes, talks about a lot of weird things in Florida, and it's a, I don't know, it's kind of improbable that somebody would walk 1,000 miles through Florida, but it does tell you a lot. And also, I mean, he grew up in Florida, and his sister is Karen Russell, who wrote Swamplandia, which is another Florida novel that I haven't read, but it also, it has to do with old Florida and freak shows type thing down in the Everglades, a family that had an old show site down there. So that was In the Land of Good Living by Kent Russell. And if you want to take a walk through Florida, I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I love travel books like Bill Bryson's books. Yeah, they're always fun. And speaking of that, I'll just, it's, the class is over now, but I taught a flamboyant Florida films class. And we did a doc called Vernon, Florida.
Oh, I read about that when you were doing it. It sounded really interesting.
Yeah, so it showed unique characters and sort of what you're talking about. All right. The last book I'm going to talk about today, I just happened to pick it up one day, and I was amazed. It's a nonfiction book. It's called Sunshine in the Dark, Florida in the Movies, and it's by Susan J. Fernandez and Robert Ingalls. I was blown away by the research these two people did for this book. It talks about all the different movies. I mean, literally every movie that ever had Florida in it or was filmed in Florida. And it's so well researched and documented. It's better. I mean, I use IMDb a lot to do research for movies. This is 10 times better, this book. And it's got beautiful photographs in it, too. I think it would be a great gift for somebody that loves movies and has moved to Florida. I just thought it's a really amazing book. Sometimes we take our Florida section sort of for granted over there.
It's true.
And I was really like, this book is impressive. So I highly recommend that. Sunshine in the Dark, Florida in the Movies.
So the last one I'm going to talk about is A Flash of Green by John D. McDonald, because you can't, like, talk about Florida books in Sarasota and not talk about John D. McDonald, because he was a famous mystery writer. He wrote the Travis McGee series of mysteries, and he lived on Siesta Key. And when I was first here, he was still alive, and I read every Travis McGee novel. But the one I'm going to talk about, A Flash of Green, is not a Travis McGee novel. Okay. It's a standalone, and it has to really do with fighting the developers. He was against big development, and has wonderful character descriptions. I mean, there's the nasty developers, and then this guy, Jimmy Wing, is a reporter, and he starts to fall in love with somebody who is trying to go up against the developers, and he has information and he tells her, and it's a complicated story, but it was just a wonderful read. And I reread it because a few years ago, John D. McDonald was the one book, and I reread a couple of Travis McGee's, and I have to say they seem kind of dated, but this book was still spot on. So I would definitely recommend that. I'd also recommend Condominium by him about hurricanes.
Sure.
And I'm going to just, so that was A Flash of Green by John D. McDonald, but I am going to just quickly say, if you want to read Florida fiction, you have to read A Land Remembered, which is like the classic book of historical fiction about Florida by Patrick Smith, because I'm not going to really give you much about it, but just remember that.
Yes, we've sold a ton of those.
Oh, my gosh, but it's great. And it really is a good book about Florida.
Yeah, I don't know if you know when Flash of Green was published, but
oh, I think I do. I think it was 1962.
Okay, yeah. It's amazing that he wrote that back then. John Sayles did a movie called Sunshine State in 2002, which was about developers, too. And it almost was like, it was almost like a war. They were at war with the land. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was like taking away the territory. And I can't believe there's any land left to take.
Well, I've lived here. Well, you have a long history in Florida. Yeah. I mean, you see all these big developers come in, do their job, and then they leave. I mean, there's been Arvida, General Development Corp.
Yeah. So, the point is Flash Green is timeless.
It's Florida all the way. that, you know, it's just kind of the way things, that if the plot made sense in 1962 and it still makes sense
it
today.
It does. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Andy.
Thanks. Here's to Florida.
Here's to Florida. We should be clicking the Florida drinks, but we're at work.
Thanks, Andrea.
Bye. Bye.